When you have a look at the Iraqi scene, I mean, you have Kurds, Sunnis, Shiites, Christians. The Jews left, you know, a long time ago, but you have all these groups and they're fighting each other every single day. And at the same time, if you look at our troops, you can see how diverse they are. There's, you know, blacks, Hispanics, Jews, Native Americans, Irish, regular white people, everyone. It's very diverse. Everyone is side by side, united. You know, it is just going to take forever for these people to learn how to deal with their differences in the way that we do.
It is amazing when you look at it over there. You see Kurds and Sunnis and Shiites, whatever. They're all fighting each other. Jesus fucking Christ. Don't they see how diverse our troops are? You know, and Orientals and Blacks and Hispanics and Vegetarians and Jews and Natives and others. They're all side by side. United.
Different groups in the American
it will take
side
them forever to deal with their
differences. And side by side. On the other hand, you see Shia and Kurds are fighting each other. It's so frustrating, you know, when you see that. As
the Sunnis and the Shia and the Kurds and all these old and ancient hatreds are coming out, and they're, you know, they're fighting each other. It's like tribe versus tribe. Then you look at our own troops, how diverse they are, and you just think, why can't Iraqis get over the differences the way we have?
Sunnis, Shia, Kurds, Druze, Maronites, Orthodox, and Copts are all fighting each other. My goodness, can't we see how diverse the Americans are? Can't
side
we learn
by side,
from them?
You know? You're not.
White, black, Asian, Chicano, men, women, you know. And maybe mostly working class men and women, but there's all different kinds of identities mixed up. And they're side by side, united, working together. If those people can't see that, I'm afraid it'll take forever for them to deal with their differences in the civilized world.
Such problems. There are Muslims, Sunnis, and Sufis, and Shiites, and then there are the Kurds. I mean, it's like they can't even see the example of our troops. Where you have difference, there are blacks and whites and Hispanics, but they still stand united.
They might realize they're all Muslims. You see, Kurds, Sunnis, Shiites, whatever. Just imagine it. They're fighting each other.
Kurds, Sunnis, Shiites. They're fighting each other. Don't they see how diverse our troops are?
At least they're all from the same race. They should take a look at our troops. We've got blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians, Jews, you name it. And they're side by side fighting together for freedom, united. It's going to take these people forever before they learn to get along and act civilized. You know, deal with their differences like we do.
Amazing, man. I mean, look at the scene over there. We're all fucking fighting each other. Jesus fucking Christ. Don't they see how diverse our troops are? You know, blacks, Hispanics, Irish, Jews, Natives, others. And they are side by side, you know, united now.
Weird. What's going on over there? There's like Kurds, Sunnis, Shiites, like all these different groups, but from the same race, fighting each other. Oh my God. Can't they see how like diverse we are? Oh my God. I just like wish they could like learn from our example, like how to act civilized.
Oh my goodness.
I don't get it. You look at what's going on over there in Iraq. What do you see? You see Kurds and Sunnis and Shiites. And who the hell knows what else they got there? And all they do is fight, fight, fight. They just fight one another. But right there at the same time, you got the Americans. And they're all different kinds there. And they're all together, side by side. United we stand.
Fighting. They just fight each other, kill each other. For what? Why don't they look around? See how diverse the Americans are.
We may think ourselves as staid, conservative people, but to the rest of the world, we are wild-ass revolutionaries, okay? With paint on our faces, rings in our nose, okay? We come in, we are the apostles of globalization, the high priests of high tech. We want a website in every pot, a Microsoft Windows on every computer, and an Apple laptop in every room.
I'm going to try again. I'm going to place the better reception. It doesn't work. Give me a call back, and I'll use my microphone because I'm having some issues with the camera. I but I actually don't have access to one right now. Dude, it's so fucked up what's going on over there. Those Muslims and those Shiites, they gotta just chill the fuck out and roll blood like we do and get hot. I mean, what the fuck are they doing over there? Over here, you know, everyone here chilled out. You know, the blacks, the Mexicans, the whites, the Asians, we all just chill out and have a good time here. Over there, it's all uptight about everything. If everyone just smoked the bowl, it'd be all good.
Regrettably, ladies and gentlemen, my girls and yours will not grow up in the same world that we did. History just took a right turn into a blind alley, and something dear has just been taken away from us. And that was when I first started to get angry.